You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Well, I'm not really in a lovey-dovey mood. Sorry, not really in a lovey-dovey mood. Wow, what a roller coaster with this. I did not predict this at all. And can somebody please tell me what is going on with Chief Justice John Roberts Jr.? Can somebody please tell us, really? He sided 5-4 with the liberal judges on this? What happened here today? And I mean, it was a complete cluster when the ruling came about. I don't know if you were watching CNN or if you were watching Fox, but if you were watching at the time the Supreme Court ruling broke, both headlined this by saying the Supreme Court bans the mandate. Mandate ruled unconstitutional. Both of them did. Right, CNN starts talking about it for 20 minutes. Fox, I think, had it up there for about 10. Now, I was at one of the local TV stations, you know, getting ready to fill in and give, you know, my opinion, of course. So I was there before the news broke and after. And I'm watching this going, yay. Okay, so we're starting to celebrate. And I start to tweet and Facebook. And then they change it going, no. The individual mandate was upheld. And I'm like, well, how could you get that one wrong? You're either pregnant or you're not pregnant. You're either alive or you're dead. It's either unconstitutional or it's constitutional. But apparently under the Commerce Clause, which is what we all thought and predicted, it was unconstitutional. So we were right. All of us that don't have law degrees were pretty darn good. This is what we predicted. Just like a lot of us predicted what would happen with SB 1070 and immigration law. We were right on that one. So we were right on this. It made perfect sense. However, this is what Chief Justice Roberts said. He said, the federal government does not have the power to order people to buy health insurance. The federal government does have the power to impose a tax on those without health insurance. Now, is that a little frightening to you? That you could be taxed for non-ownership of something. Let's say my IUD falls out. No. Let's come up with a better example. Let's say I don't want to purchase Obama paraphernalia and stickers. Can they tax me because I don't own something they want me to own? I mean, this is a pretty scary ruling. What is going on here? The federal government does have the power to impose a tax on those without health insurance. If you are devoid of something that the government wants you to have, they can tax you. Well, what if you don't have enough children? What if they, I mean, and I'm not trying to be far-fetched with this, because remember, I mean, this is the Supreme Court. This, we aren't talking about, Stephen Colbert and what he thinks, which, by the way, I like what he thinks sometimes. I mean, we are talking about the Supreme Court thinking this is absolutely fine, that the government has every authority to tax you for something you don't have. Well, what if you don't have a high school diploma? Can you be taxed for that? I mean, what type of powers can this extend the government? Of course, Justices Ruth Ginsburg, Stephen Breyer, Sonia Sotomayor, and Elena Kagan joined Roberts to form the majority, but they had thought the mandate was constitutional. The tax, of course, would start at $95 in 2015 and increase to about $700 by 2017. Of course, far less than the cost of insurance. All right, so this is government's way of taxing us. I thought the government wanted to insure everybody. Didn't the government want to insure everybody, make sure everybody has health insurance? All right. Well, okay, well, then everyone's like, well, Dr. Guy, the tax isn't that bad. The tax is cheap. Right, but the tax is stupid. The tax makes no sense. People are going to go for the tax and not the health insurance. So we still have an uninsured problem. Oh, no, Dr. Dahlia, what happened with the Supreme Court health ruling now allows everybody to be covered. No, it doesn't, because already people are saying, I'll take the tax. I don't know. I don't know what Chief Justice Roberts was thinking. Now, many people have brought up that he did have a seizure years ago. I would hate to think that that has anything to do with this. Remember, what was it, 5 years ago? He had a seizure? You wonder, what was he thinking? Well, okay, so what do we do? I mean, we weren't expecting this. Here I was saying, okay, well, the Republicans better get ready and come up with a plan. Okay, is there any good to what happened with the Supreme Court ruling? Any good? Well, you know, yeah, the pre-existing condition clause, that's nice, and kids get to be on their parents' health insurance, but good for those of us who really wanted to see this struck down. Well, let's look at politics, first of all right? The one thing the Republicans were just a little nervous about is if the Supreme Court did throw out this law, then they were going to have to be on the defensive on what they were going to do to fix health care. And they were going to be forced to fix health care very quickly, or come up with solutions very quickly, either before the election, or if Romney does make it to the White House before his first 4 years of presidency. Republicans are going to have to be on the defensive. Now this has all changed. Now Republicans could be on the offensive, which is probably politically a better position to be on. All right, now the Obama administration, all right, can gloat, and you're going to hear after the break President Obama gloating. He's gloating. You'll hear it after the break. We'll play his clips. But now they have to be on the defensive with people that are extremely upset of the fine, the mandate, the panels, and there may be a silver lining to this. This may have done President Obama in, because people are now furious. And what drives voters to the polls? Passion and fear. Call in 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Ali-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Ali-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Ali-C or Ali-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I live in my car, sometimes a rental car. Every day, I find a nice, quiet place to pull over and meet a client through WebEx, face-to-face on my smartphone. This is the way to do business.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com. WebEx.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com. Sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com. Spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T FoodStore.com. Or call 801-444-1444. Food for now. Food for life.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When disaster hits and mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video over 1 million people have viewed to discover the 37 food items that will sell out first when disaster strikes at 123survivalplan.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Alright, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Are you happy with what happened? Are you upset? You know, we had the phone lines open, and I can't play a lot of the messages, unfortunately. Some of you wanted the Supreme Court justices' heads cut off. Some of you were, I couldn't even play. Some of them were so graphic. There was so much foul language. I know everyone's mad. What frustrates me is, the battle's not over. And we're going to be fighting the battle now, not with, you know, the Supreme Court on our side. Okay, it would have been a heck of a lot easier if they overturned it, and then we could start attacking healthcare rights. And now we have just prolonged this, I don't know how many more years, unless we are stuck with this. I mean, the biggest question I got today is, can Mitt Romney, if he gets into office, fix this? Can he do it? He may. I mean, he may be able to if he repeals it. I know he's planning on doing that day one. I mean, he may. I don't know how easy it's going to be. I really don't. I don't know if you could take, you know, and then even if he does, are we going to get Hillary Clinton in office in 2016, who's going to just reenact it all over again because now she knows she has the Supreme Court on her side? I mean, this was big. This was really big. Well, let's listen to what Obama has to say. Try not to vomit and hear him gloat. We got Donovan with the clip. Let's go ahead and run that for a while.
Of the Affordable Care Act. The name of the health care reform we passed 2 years ago.
Mm.
In doing so, they've reaffirmed a fundamental principle that here in America,
we tax.
In the wealthiest nation on earth, no illness or accident should lead to any family's financial ruin.
No, at least a tax.
I know there will be a lot of discussion today about the politics of all this.
Which stink.
About who won and who lost.
Quick gloating.
That's how these things tend to be viewed here in Washington.
You're gloating.
But that discussion completely misses the point.
You miss the point.
Whatever the politics, today's decision was a victory for people all over this country whose lives will be more secure because of this law
How?
And the Supreme
How again?
Court's decision to uphold it.
Who's celebrating?
And because this law has a direct impact on so many Americans, I want to take this opportunity to talk about exactly what it means for you.
I'd like
First,
to hear this.
If you're one of the more than 250 million Americans who already have health insurance, you
it's
will
going up.
Keep your health insurance.
No, we can't. It's
this
affordable.
Law will only make it more secure and more affordable.
No, we're switching plans.
Insurance
it's
companies
expensive.
Can no longer impose lifetime limits on the amount of care you receive. They can no longer discriminate against children with pre-existing conditions.
Yeah, but they discriminate
they
against seniors.
They can no
seniors.
Longer drop your coverage if you get sick. They can no longer jack up your premiums without reason.
They have been.
They are
they
required to provide free preventive care like checkups and mammograms.
But they won't
cover the
biopsy.
That's already helped 54 million Americans with private insurance.
Mm.
And by this August, nearly 13 million of you will receive a rebate from your insurance company because it spent too much on things like administrative costs and CEO bonuses and not enough on your health care.
I'm not going to see that.
There's more.
Oh, no, please,
Because
no.
of the Affordable Care Act, young adults under the age of 26 are able to stay on their parents' health care plans.
While on
a
their couch watching SpongeBob.
6 million young Americans.
Yeah, that's only helping the seniors.
And because
Thank
of the
you.
Affordable Care Act, seniors receive a discount on their prescription drugs. A discount that's already saved more than 5 million seniors on Medicare about $600 each.
They got bigger discounts from the pharmaceutical companies that you messed up.
All of this is happening because of the Affordable Care Act.
Oh, please.
These provisions provide common sense protections for middle class families.
Common sense.
And they enjoy broad popular support. And thanks to today's decision, all of these benefits and protections will continue for Americans who already have health insurance.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Now, if you're one of the 30 million Americans who don't yet have health insurance
and are still waiting,
starting in 2014, this law will offer you an array of quality, affordable private health insurance plans to choose from.
Offer you a tax.
Each state will take the lead in designing their own menu of options. And if states can come up with even better ways of covering more people at the same quality and cost, this law allows them to do that, too.
Does the menu have to
and
show calories?
And I've asked calories? Congress to help speed up that process and give states this flexibility in
no.
year one.
We saw what you did with speed.
Once
no, thank you.
Set up
no,
these
don't
health
speed
insurance
anything through Congress.
Known as exchanges. Insurance companies will no longer be able to discriminate against any American with a pre-existing health condition. They won't be able to charge you more just because you're a woman.
No, they're going
to
just
they
charge
won't
everybody.
They will bill you into bankruptcy.
How do you know that?
If you're sick...
How do you know we won't go into bankruptcy?
The same chance to get quality, affordable health care as everyone else.
But,
and if you can't afford the premiums, you'll receive a credit that helps pay for it.
Oh, I doubt that.
Today, the Supreme Court also upheld the principle that people who can afford health insurance should take the responsibility to buy health insurance.
What makes you decide what we could afford?
First, when uninsured people who can afford coverage get sick and show up at the emergency room for care, the rest of us end up paying for their care.
You're going to still do that because there's going to be less access to doctors.
And second,
yeah?
if you ask insurance companies to cover people with pre-existing conditions but don't require people who can afford it to buy their own insurance, some folks might wait until they're sick to buy the care they need.
Well, they're going to do it anyway.
Which would also drive up everybody else's
premiums. They're
going to
take the tax and do it anyway.
That's why even though I knew it wouldn't be politically popular.
Oh, you think?
And resisted the idea when I ran for this office. We ultimately included a provision in the Affordable Care Act that people who can afford to buy health insurance should take the responsibility to do so.
Take the responsibility.
In fact, this idea has enjoyed support from members of both parties, including the current Republican nominee for president.
Okay, wait a second there. Hold on.
Still, I know the debate over this law has been divisive.
Very divisive.
I respect the very real concerns that millions of Americans have shared.
No, you don't.
I know a lot of coverage through this health care debate has focused on what it means politically.
Oh, yeah. You're out of here in November.
It should be pretty clear by now that I didn't do this because it was good politics.
See ya.
I did it because I believed it was good for the country.
No, it was good for
I did
for
it because
taxing.
I believed it was good for the American people.
You thought it was a tax. You got it.
You know, there's a framed letter that hangs in my office right now.
Yeah?
It was sent to
Are
me
you
during
taxing
the healthcare
that too?
Debate by a woman named Natoma Canfield.
All right, we could stop, Donovan.
For
thank
years
you. I can't take it anymore. Oh, I can't take it anymore. All right, so basically, the Washington administration can now tax us. They could tax us for not doing something, for not having something. This is probably the president to go down in history who has taxed us up the yin-yang. He's taxed now. We're letting it happen. We're just watching it and letting it happen. He's gloating. He's all proud of himself. Oh, I knew this was not going to be in my political best interest. Really? Really? Please. Please. Yeah. I was shedding a tear for you. I was playing a violin. Now we are stuck. You know, and I'm not saying the President of the United States has to be a doctor. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying the President of the United States has had to take care of a mother or a grandmother who had Alzheimer's. I am not saying that the President of the United States had to take care of his father when they died or before they died. I'm not saying that. But, you know, if you're going to enact and force through a piece of legislation, all right, and you've never experienced any of that, and you have absolutely no knowledge of what we real people are going through, but out. We have such a mess on our hands. Yes, there may be a couple little goodies in there. Oh, bravo, bravo. But you have left us with a mess. Insurance companies' prices and premiums are skyrocketing. You keep saying that you will not allow insurance companies to hike up their rates. Well, they already have. They already have. Well, it's your responsibility if you could afford health insurance to buy it. How do you know what I could afford? If I am supporting one of my family members, if I am barely able to pay my payroll for my staff, we're waiting for Top Ramen to go on sale so we could buy it in bulk for dinner. How do you know what I can afford? The government is going to tell us, which they already have, that they know what we can afford. So what, you're going to look at our tax returns and you're going to tell us, oh, you can pay this? Just because you're looking at a number? A lot of us are cash-strapped right now. We're going to take the fine. We're going to take the tax. You just won more tax dollars, thank you. But we're still going to be uninsured. And for those people that are able to get insurance, they're going to have less of a time finding a doctor. And where are they going to go to get their health care? ER? What do you think is happening right now with Medicaid patients? Medicaid patients that have their Medicaid cards. Where are they going for their health care? The ER. Because they can't get in with a Medicaid doctor on time. Just because you give a person health insurance doesn't mean they're going to be taken care of in our health system. They're still going to the ER. And then when the ER doesn't get paid, they foot the bill. Thank you, President Obama. And Chief Justice Roberts, thank you. All right. We'll be back in a minute. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When disaster hits and mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video over 1 million people of you to discover the 37 food items that will sell out first when disaster strikes at 123survivalplan.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. By the way, I just love my truckers and them signing in on my guest book. Any of you that visit my website, please sign in on my guest book. But it looks like we're getting some great feedback on our Droid app. Please don't forget to rate the app, because that's how my bosses know that you guys are pretty happy. Right? Now, if you like the app and don't like the show, you don't have to mention that. If you love the show but don't like the app, make sure you mention you love the show, okay? All right. But, yeah, Android users. I know there's a plethora of phones that are Android. So I still kind of learned this whole Droid versus Android. I guess Droid is a type of Android. And then you have Samsung and all these. Yeah, I have an iPhone, so I'm really out of the loop. But Android users, free app. The Dr. Dahlia Show app is free, so please download it so you can listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right. What's this? Physicists. Oh, I hate the word physicist because my lisp comes out. Fist. Physicists produce the highest man-made temperature, 7 trillion degrees. Physicists at Brookhaven National Laboratory have smashed gold ions together. They were ticked off with the ruling, too, probably. All right, well, they smashed gold ions together to produce a quark gluon plasma like that which existed in the first instant after the Big Bang that created the universe. God created the universe, but we just won't go there. All right. Okay, so, and in doing so, have produced what Guinness World Record says is the highest man-made temperature ever, 7.2 trillion degrees. What did the thermometer look like? Do we have a thermometer that accurately tests that? My thermometers, I think they go up to 140. Maybe what you do is you tape a bunch of them together. No. All right, 7.2 trillion degrees. This is about 250,000 times hotter than the temperature at the core of the sun. And who tested that one? Yo, George, time to take the temperature of the sun. Well, what do you want me to do? I don't know, go into the center. How do they know? I mean, for all we know, the center of the sun could be like Journey to the Planet of the Earth, right? Or Journey to the Center of the Earth, where there's, you know, rivers and funny-looking elephants. How do they know this is 250,000 times? This is all extrapolation, but it's so cool. All right. Quarks are the elementary particles from which all other particles, including protons, neutrons, and electrons, are made. They normally... Did you learn about quarks in school? I didn't learn about quarks. I thought protons, neutrons, and electrons were the smallest things. Wait a second. Did they come up with something after we left school? Quarks. That sounds made up. Next, they're going to come up with thingamajiggies. They normally bind together so tightly that they are virtually never observed in isolation. Oh, so that's why we didn't learn about it, because they were bound so tightly that you couldn't observe them. I couldn't see a proton or electron if it, you know, bit me on the butt. The binding force that holds them together is provided by massless particles called gluons. Okay, you know what? They're just pulling names out of a Star Trek episode now. Gluons, like Klingons. In the first 10 millionths of a second after the Big Bang, the universe was composed of what is known as a quark gluon plasma. Do you have this on YouTube? But that, I mean, sorry. I know some of you in science are probably getting mad at me. I'm sorry. Okay, gluon. Hey, look, if you say gluons are real, I'll believe you. All right, gluons. Isn't gluon... You know how you have those stick-ons? Did they steal the name from that? I know I've heard of a gluon before, and it didn't have to do with particle plasma type stuff. All right. Scientists have been trying to recreate the conditions of the Big Bang to get a better understanding of how the universe was made. At Brookhaven, they are doing it with a large accelerator called the Relativistic Heavy Ion Collider. A 2.4 million long ring in which ions are accelerated to speeds near that of light. Well, the problem is if you are successful, we're going to have a big bang. I hope they're wearing ear protection. By the way, make sure I spend some time on ear protection with you all. That's always a fascinating show. Yeah, we'll talk about ear protection. Yeah. Yeah, some of you guys are faithful. You'll listen no matter what we talk about. Talk about ear protection. Talk about toenail fungus. Wow. Are all the other radio shows that bad? Is this what y'all are stuck with? All right, so Big Bang. In the experiment called Phoenix, P-H-E-N-I-X, I've heard that one before. Where have we heard Phoenix before? That name, I think they stole that name too. Researchers accelerated gold ions in both directions around the ring, ultimately smashing them together. I think some of these guys have anger management issues. In one of six experimental chambers around the accelerator, the team then observed the very brief formation of quark gluon plasma, which turned out to be a nearly frictionless fluid with a temperature of 4 trillion degrees. I hope they put ice on their finger after they tested it. There were many cool things about this ultra-hot matter, said physicist Steven Vigdor. Well, that's kind of, That's kind of a cool statement. You see, he didn't say, oh, well, we proved our theory and the hypothesis was correct. Did you see how he said that? He said, there are many cool things about this ultra-hot matter. He speaks like Dr. Dolly. I like that. All right, I like his vocabulary. We expect it to reach these temperatures. That is, after all, why RHIC was built, but we did not at all anticipate the nearly perfect liquid behavior. Well, I would behave if you told me something was about to bang, you know, and cause a high temperature. Absolutely. All right, so what does this mean for us? I don't know. It means we don't have to talk about Obamacare. Oh, look, I know a lot of you are depressed. How do we get through this show? I don't even want to look at the Supreme Court building. I don't. When I was watching the news all day, they kept showing the Supreme Court building. I don't want to look at it. I don't want to look at the Supreme Court. And they've already fled. Session's over. They said what they had said, and then they fled. They're gone. They're on vacation now. And now we're all sitting there like, oh, no. All right, let's try to keep our minds off of this. Tell you, they're cold-blooded. Just cold-blooded. Okay, speaking of cold-blooded, they say dinosaurs might not have been cold-blooded. All right, they think the cold-blooded theory was wrong. All right, prior studies of dinosaur bones uncovered what are known as lines of arrested growth. The creatures are presumed to be cold-blooded because modern cold-blooded animals show those same lines. I'm getting some lines and wrinkles. Huh. The creatures are... But scientists reporting in Nature have studied the bones of 41 modern mammal species around the world, finding everyone had these lines as well. Are you kidding me? You forgot to look at the warm-blooded animals to see if they had the same stupid lines all this time? We've been teaching our kids cold-blooded and homeothermic and hypothermic and homeostasis and really? Oh, man. Duh. Just because you find something in a cold-blooded animal doesn't mean you're not looking the worm. Look at the worm. What are you guys doing out there? The idea that dinosaurs are cold-blooded or ectothermic goes back to the 19th century, but a number of discoveries in the 1960s have challenged that notion. Soft tissues such as organs and skins are not preserved. Much of what is known about dinosaurs must be inferred from their bones. I watch Jurassic Park. Anytime I need to learn about dinosaurs, I just watch Jurassic Park. Lines of arrested growth or lags occur because organisms tend to suspend their growth and rally their resources during seasonal periods of environmental stress, such as cold and dry conditions. This forms a boundary from one season to the next as growth resumes when conditions are more favorable. They are familiar in creatures like the mollusks, whose slow annual accumulations can be seen as ridges in their shells. I wonder if they have glue on, too. Really? Glue on. Glue on and Phoenix. Wait a second. Wasn't the Phoenix Foundation MacGyver? They must have stole this stuff from MacGyver. All right, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Attention, information in this 1-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Survival is not about the end of the world. It's not about a hypothetical plane crash or the latest violent storm. Survival is about the satisfaction of knowing you can take care of yourself and your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. CampingSurvival.com was started in 1956. No, not the .com part, the survival part. CampingSurvival.com has over 17,000 urban, wilderness, and preparedness items. Supreme customer service. Very low shipping and no games. We look around to make sure we have the lowest prices, and CampingSurvival.com is 100% USMC veteran owned. Don't base your survival on the latest spring up on the internet company. Do business with an authority on survival. CampingSurvival.com. Use coupon code GCN at checkout, and CampingSurvival.com will take 5% off your order. CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born of preparation.
Emergency Essentials has Mountain House deals in June. Through tomorrow only, Emergency Essentials, the 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies, does it again with up to 25% off Mountain House foods. Don't miss these savings. All Mountain House No. 10 cans are 20 to 25% off during the month of June only at BePrepared.com. Mountain House foods have superior taste and a scientifically proven 25-year shelf life because they start with fresh or frozen foods, then cook, prepare, and finally freeze-dry them. All the goodness, flavor, and taste are locked in as if handmade from scratch. Mountain House, the same great meals enjoyed by campers and outdoorsmen the world over. Hurry, through tomorrow only. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and the BePrepared.com low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Show. I am trying to keep our minds off of what happened with the Supreme Court and health care. There's got to be something to distract us. Some story. What about this one? One man cured his erectile dysfunction by drinking his wife's breast milk. Oh, that's a good story. Let's do that one. All right. You know what? It's better than us biting our lip and teeth and grinding our teeth for the next few months. I'll just keep you all kind of busy until the election. All right, here we go. A man who has been drinking his wife's breast milk. I don't know what's more painful. What happened with the Supreme Court ruling and health care, or the fact that we now have to listen to these stories? a man who has been drinking his wife's breast milk straight from the source? No. For over 1.5 years, said it cured his erectile dysfunction. Really? She couldn't put it in a glass for him? Really? Oh, are you kidding me? Jeff lives in Ohio. Says candidly on the show, TLC Strange Sex. Strange Sex? Is that a show? TLC Strange Sex? See, I watch like Deadliest Catch, Gold Rush, Boardwalk Empire. I don't really like watching the sex shows. I don't. Is this a good show? Jeff reveals how he is sexually stimulated by breastfeeding and impregnating his wife. He said, there are individuals out there that get turned on by feet, spanking, and cars. I get turned on by drinking my wife's breast milk and getting her pregnant. He latched. I don't even want to read this anymore. Well, what about the erectile dysfunction? Does breast milk really help? Lynn, as a sign of her love and devotion to her husband, elects to go hymenoplasty, a surgical operation to reconstruct the hymen. You see what happens? You see what the Supreme Court did to us? Because of this stupid law, now we have to be listening to these horrible stories about TLC. I don't want to talk about TLC. The show candidly explores the intricacies and impact of sexual habits from the unusual to the unbelievable, including a man with 200-pound scrotum and a woman with the world's largest natural breast. Who watches this stuff? I mean, I guess maybe as an escape. I don't have time to escape. I mean, my day is too busy. And if I was going to escape, I would probably watch a show like Hawaii Five-O. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, because there's pictures of Hawaii in there. All right, I'd rather escape with beach-type scenes. I probably do not want to look at a hymenoplasty. But I guess different strokes for different folks. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Let's get a little techie here. What's this? There's a spray-on battery. High-tech paint turns any surface into a battery. Layers of carbon, no glue-on in this one. Although, I would think glue-on. It sounds like you could use glue-on for everything. You could probably use glue-on for the hymenoplasty. High-tech paint. You see how you need to wrap it up all together? I was told by one of my radio bosses a while back when I first started radio, make sure at the end you tie everything together. So I guess, you know, if the key points today was Supreme Court Justice Ruth Ginsburg, glue on the breasts or the hymenoplasty, I don't know. I'm sure at the end of the show I'll be able to link them all together. I don't think we're going to want to. Listen, if you guys want a better radio show, tell the Supreme Court not to be making stupid decisions. All right? Dr. Dahlia, how could you say that? They're the Supreme Court. They're smarter than you. Look, they may know law, right? They may know how to don a gown a lot better than I don a muumuu. And yes, I am sure they're pretty intelligent. But what they just did to us screwed over a whole bunch, most of the American country, although a lot of Americans don't realize it yet, because the ones that think they're going to be getting free health care are happy. And, yes, I think what happened was ridiculous. Absolutely. And, you know, I'm sorry if you guys are mad at me for being mad at the Supreme Court. Right? I don't know. We should really be mad at Chief Justice, but that's another story. Let's talk about this paint story. There's nothing else we could do, right, while we're all upset. Layers of carbon nanotubes and ultrafine graphite powder work as painted batteries. Ceramic tiles coated with battery paints and then heat-sealed powered LEDs spelling out rice for 6 hours in an experiment at Rice University. So I'm looking at that. The lithium-ion batteries can be painted on virtually any surface. They're rechargeable. They're found in mobile phones, laptops, may one day be sprayed on. These lithium-ion batteries may be sprayed on like paint onto virtually any surface, potentially ushering a new generation of thin, flexible devices. Uh-oh. I see a colonoscopy around the bend. Oh, no, please. I don't want magnets. But I got to tell you something. You know, with all the foreign bodies we see in people's colons, magnets, even there's even batteries in people's colons. This may actually help us magnetize and draw out a lot of these foreign bodies. That may be good. Now researchers have succeeded in painting these batteries into a diverse range of surfaces, including glass. This is from Discovery.com. Glass slide, stainless steel, flexible plastic sheets, glazed ceramic tiles, and even the curved side of a beer mug. We can convert almost any object into a battery. He and other researchers spent painstaking hours formulating paints. Why? Why are they doing that? That could function as separate components of a battery. In their search, they looked at materials as diverse as carbon nanotubes and ultra-fine graphite powders. They next painted these ingredients in layers in the proper order onto surfaces to create the batteries. Oh, like tiramisu. Yeah, on MasterChef, they made a tiramisu, so they probably took, like, you know, like tiramisu. Batteries that the researchers printed onto 9 ceramic bathroom tiles could readily power 40 red LED lights. One of these battery tiles was topped with the solar power cell. You know how you top a tiramisu with cocoa powder? That helped change the... I'm hungry. I'm sorry. I haven't eaten yet. That helped change the batteries, charge the batteries, suggesting that researchers could give any surface the capability to both harvest and store energy. All right. I think that's cool. Researchers do caution that fabricating these batteries require the use of toxic, flammable, and potentially corrosive materials in an oxygen-free and moisture-free environment. Oh, really? Piece of cake. Employing safer battery materials along with oxygen and moisture-resistant paints could even allow the general public to spray paint batteries. I like spray paint. Isn't spray paint difficult to get because of all the graffiti? Right? Isn't it difficult to get spray paint? Spray paint, I wanted to, on our office building, spray paint the Dr. Dahlia show. You know, it was free advertising. I mean, we have the building, right? And then, yeah, the problem is I'm not very artistic and I don't want to get in trouble. All right, there's too many people that graffiti our beautiful city, and I don't want to get in trouble with the mayor and get in trouble with the police. But I like spray paint a lot. Spray paint's fun. I love the smell, even though that's not good. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, everyone's really excited about this weight loss pill, Belvique, that the FDA has approved. First diet drug in 13 years that did win the approval. Again, it's supposed to control the appetite by activating brain receptors for serotonin, which we talk about. It kind of triggers feelings of satiety and satisfaction. It also helps mood. During the clinical trial, people who were about 100 pounds lost 5% of their weight. Well, I don't want to say 100 pounds. They lost about 5% of the weight. So if you're 100 pounds, you lose 5 pounds. If you're 200 pounds, you could lose 10 pounds. So it's not a lot of weight loss. All right. But it is approved for people whose BMI is greater than 30 and have at least one related health condition like diabetes, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol. So, again, don't just all flock to the pharmacy. I don't even know if it'll be covered by your insurance, to be honest. They usually don't cover weight loss drugs. I mean, unless they're cheap. But well, they don't cover a lot of things. All right, guys, try to have a happy day. All right, I'm sure we'll be in a better mood tomorrow. But you know what? I'm glad we all kind of sat and stewed together. I feel better. Won't you be my neighbor? All right, guys. And don't forget to download our Droid app. Y'all take care.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.